Tonight, the FAA warning major airlines about a potentially hazardous situation in the skies over Venezuela, citing worsening security and heightened military activity that could threaten aircraft at all altitudes. Six international carriers now suspending flights to Venezuela's capital, Caracas. As President Trump ramps up military pressure on Venezuela with a massive show of force in the Caribbean Sea. Deploying the USS Gerald Ford, the largest and most lethal carrier in the world. A powerful display aimed at Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, who the Trump administration claims is responsible for trafficking drugs into the U.S. Maduro has denied any ties to the drug trade. Since September, the U.S. has launched at least 20 strikes on suspected drug boats in the Caribbean Sea, killing more than 80 people, many of them from Venezuela. But the administration offering no public evidence to prove they were actually smuggling drugs, alarming even some Republican lawmakers who say they're left in the dark.
I've been given zero, not one briefing, because I'm skeptical of what they're doing. They don't brief me or the General Senate at all.
President Trump says he's not ruling out putting U.S. troops on the ground in Venezuela.
I don't rule out that. I don't rule out anything. We just have to take care of Venezuela.
And on Friday, Trump said he'll be speaking to Maduro in the not-too-distant future.
I can't tell you what I'm going to tell him, but I have something very specific to say.
And Lindsay, as of tomorrow, Venezuela's President Maduro and his government will be added to the State Department's list of the world's most dangerous terrorist organizations. President Trump claims that gives him the authority to strike inside Venezuela, but many legal experts dispute that.